season, enjoy your favorite Urban Chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB's Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
Doug Vaughn here. My friends at Bertarelli Cutlery are carving out great deals on knives, cutting boards, butcher block tables, and food processing equipment. Bring your own knives to 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and they'll sharpen while you shop. The craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code radio and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? Refinancing out of that 30-year mortgage down to a 15. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Does it seem to me like we've used this same song before to come out with?
Yeah, we have.
Well, we can't do that. We've only been
it's
on the
one
air.
Of my
your okay. favorites.
Well, yeah, it was one of my go-to bumpers.
No,
we have some regulars.
No, that's other shows that don't know what they're
so
doing.
So we use bumper just one time and that's
no,
it.
No, but not three times every 2 weeks.
All right, okay.
Tough love, man.
Tough love.
No, other shows are here's the deal.
Other shows, for the most part, are crap. And part of the reason they're crap is that reason. They use the same, you know, stuff. We never use the same thing over and over. Like, that would be like if we did cheese, you know, then we'd do it every day.
It's ridiculous. Right.
Something
ridiculous.
Every day.
It's like a woman who doesn't want to wear the same outfit twice in the same month. You know, like once a month is probably a good ratio.
Exactly. So would you like to find another piece of music to come back with?
Yeah, I'm sure.
We'll pretend we're coming out of a commercial. I don't know what the commercial was, but I'll just pretend I'm doing the end of a commercial. So call us today for savings like you'll never see again. There you go.
Once a month.
Ease it in with a piece like, there you go. My daughter just went next door to the Kirkwood Brew House, where if you hang out there, you may get a glimpse of one of the stars, the radio stars, from this building. It's possible. It's like Hollywood, being in Hollywood. And she went next door and got us fried pickles.
Actually, he came to the door to deliver. He delivered it.
Get out.
Yeah.
Junior?
Yes.
Way to go,
service.
Junior. Now, we also have acquired Scott Sherman's in the room. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing terrific, Frank. In Limey, I have hundreds of bumper music on a thumb drive.
I'll take it all.
And you'll like it. So I agree with Frank. You mix it up based on not only variety, but the way you feel. Don't overplay bumper
music. We went next door and acquired. Oh, here are the numbers, folks, if you want to talk to Scott Sherman. And I'm starting to believe this number is jinxed, because I know you're out there. I get the emails. We know you're listening. Let's try this again. You want to talk to Scott? And who among you does not want free legal advice? It would be crazy not to take that. 855-282-TALK or 855-282-8255. You pick. 855-282-TALK. If you have a question for Scott Sherman. So, as we wait for calls to come in and for them to get put up on the board, we went next door and we got our fine glass. We're going to fine each other.
Mm-hmm.
If we make a mistake, it's going to be a lot of money. A quarter each time. So, show them what that. Go ahead. There. There's the jar.
That's fine.
When you hear that.
Somebody's been fined.
You will know somebody's been fined, and the jar. And the amount keep growing, and eventually we'll have enough money for dinner. So we've got about $2.50, and we've only had it in place for 2 hours. Now, see, look at the phone. This is the way it's supposed to happen. Boom, boom, boom. Let me explain to you again the problem we have here until we get more phone lines in. We're about 3 lines short. So what happens is, when you call, and this is going to be very important for Saturday morning, especially the 7 o'clock hour, when you call and get a busy signal, you'll get a busy signal sooner than you should. We should be able to stack more callers, and we will eventually. Do not let that deter you. The past tense of deter is deterred. I don't like that word.
It's like a French bad word.
Well, like the turd is in there.
Deterred.
So, yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. What is it you step in? Mm-hmm. Now all the phones are lit up, but there aren't enough. So now people are calling, getting a busy signal. When you hear a caller finish with Scott, jump in. Or just keep dialing. You'll get in. So we apologize for not having as many lines as we'd like. Eventually, this place will have everything. We're 90% of the way there now, thanks to some great technical people like Johnny Lomax. And Gino, and David Solomon, and others, we're getting there. So one more time, let him hear the sound of mistakes and fines, Amanda. Let him hear what it sounds like. Okay. When you hear this sound, you'll know. Yeah, somebody. Let me see the man. Here, I think I can make
it.
I'll show you. Do it. Here, watch this. Do it like this.
Oh, okay.
Clink, if you hit the side of it like that.
Okay.
All right. We tried to make a surprise phone call. And I'm just going to tell you what I'm thinking. Months ago, Dan, what do you think? 6 months ago, we received word that today was somebody's 94th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we tried to, and this was months ago. Now, this is going to sound a little cold, but it's just, she might not have made it.
We're hoping.
We're hoping she made it,
and
she just didn't answer. But it was months ago, and sometimes people don't make it to that 94th birthday. So we'll try it again, and if we have no success, we'll just RIP and wish her the best. And now it's time for the music that lets you know that Scott Sherman is ready to go. Amanda, would you like to sing music?
Sure. On this side of the law, on that side of the law.
Right on key.
Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
I hate to say this, but you're actually getting better.
I'm better when I sing with something.
She has gotten better.
Yeah.
I was just reading in case we needed some
Tim's
time.
Tim's acting like you should fine yourself for that.
Oh, I did not say that.
No, you did not. Fine for not being able to sing. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
All right. I was looking up some of the most ridiculous laws, and one of the ones I came across was...
Well, this is in honor of Scott's law segment.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Segway.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Anyway...
Oh.
Well, but see, that was on purpose. That was on purpose. She shouldn't have gotten it. That's right. Go ahead.
It is against the law to sing off-key in North Carolina.
Uh-oh. Wow. You can't live there.
Nope.
Whoa.
Can't live there. We have calls. Scott, are you ready?
I'm absolutely ready.
All right. Once again, the phone numbers, it will be busy. Don't let that stop you. Keep trying. 855-282-TALK. First up is John. John, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Good afternoon, Scott Sherman. How you doing?
Great, John. How are you?
Well, I have a couple things to say to the crew before I ask you a question. First of all, Amanda, she seems like an angel. I was so touched by that opening.
Mm-hmm. That's so kind.
She's just a great... the other thing is, Tim, he's saying Frank opinion. He's saying, is old.
John, I've gotten emails about this, and Tim, they're correct. Frank opinion is Frank opinion.
Yeah,
and Tim.
Nobody told me that. I thought it was. Thought it was Frank A. Opinion.
Oh no, no.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
really?
It's an O.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Here's the good thing about Tim.
Spun her.
John,
fine. She gets fined because she got spun.
No, you get fined for saying it.
You got fined for falling for it. Fell for that.
No, you're fine. No,
she
fell for it. You're fine. John is right. You're fine for saying Frank Opinion. It's Opinion. Thank you, John. And he takes criticism very well. He won't do it again. He won't do it again.
And the last thing, I noticed phone numbers driving you crazy. I called you about a bug I had for sale when I spoke to you and Scott a couple of weeks ago, a 70 convertible, and we sold it. So.
I had another guy had a couch and a chair, sold them in less than 5 minutes on the yard sale.
Yes.
So what else do you
have? Here's what I'm suggesting is I'm looking at my contacts in my phone. And someone said, if our phone is destroyed, will we even know a number? Mine says 590, 590. So when I pressed the button, goddamn today, I know the number's aggravating us, but most of people just don't really put a lot on it. So I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, and most people don't think to just make it a contact. Just make it one of your contacts, like you call your son or your wife or your daughter, husband, or whatever. Just put in there, like you said, 590, and boop, it'll dial it, and you only hit it once. You don't have to remember it again. So did you have any legal question for Scott?
Yes, I do. Scott, my wife and I are in our mid-50s, and we're wanting to do a will, and we have no children. And we're wanting to also do a power of attorney, just something simple. Can you give me an idea? We sent something to a lawyer over in Edwardsville. He sent back a thing. It asked for a full disclosure of assets. It looked way more elaborate than what we was actually wanting. The numbers was like 1,100 or 1,200. I've heard you say stay away from LegalZoom. So would you give me some guidance on something simple for two individuals with no children?
Excellent. Excellent question. What I'd like you to do is when you consult with an attorney, and I want you to take care of this because you don't do your own dental work, and you shouldn't take care of your own estate planning. You can get something simple without having to deal with probate, probably, by doing a couple of things. Keep these in mind. One, non-probate transfers, like the house.
You Scott,
say, yeah.
Right into that mic, directly into it.
It's like this?
Yes, there you go.
Okay. Non-probate transfers, things where you and your wife own that property together. If it's titled correctly, upon the passing of one of you, it'll go to the other. Non-probate transfers, PODs on bank accounts, TODs, transferable on death, on automobiles and other things that are licensed. And stay away from the simple will, because the simple will still has to be probated. You might want to have a trust where those assets go there and it avoids probate, it avoids all that expense and all that time. So it may be that you got to spend what that lawyer quoted or a little more, but go and sit in front of them, Tell them what you need and play the game as you're trying to avoid probate at all costs.
Okay. So would we actually establish like an LLC in our own name, would
no,
you say?
No, that's a business thing. This would be having those assets that you have now, except for the house and the car, having that put into a trust, managed by a trustee, and then those assets would be distributed to the survivor once one of you goes. And it's a way to keep it out of the probate court. It saves a lot of time. It saves a lot of wasted money. And it gets the job done. So it's not a separate entity, like a business entity, like an LLC, but it's a trust. And those are for people of modest means, of great means. But it's a way to keep it out of the tentacles of the probate court and those expenses.
Well, that sounds good. I appreciate the information.
And
the show sounds wonderful.
Great. And, John, the POA, that's a simple document. You tell the lawyer what you want. They draft it up, and that's a no-brainer.
Well, I appreciate it. You guys have the rest of a good show, and thanks, Frank, for your time. I appreciate just John, adding a few little tips today.
Thank you for the great recommendations for the show. We appreciate it.
All right, take care. All right,
there goes John up next. And by the way, John's right. Put it in your contacts. 855-282-TALK. You never have to remember it again.
You know, Frank,
have it ready for Saturday morning for the
yard sale. If you call it one time, even if you call it at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's on your phone.
Right. Just capture it.
It's there.
Save it.
And that way, you know, even if you forget the number, you can start dialing it. If you put 888, it should, or 555, what is it? 855.
See, you can't remember.
I can't even remember. I'm supposed to, if you put 855, it comes up right away. So you'll never have an excuse to not know the number.
You're getting fined. You messed the number up. Hold on. Here. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Next is Bill. Bill, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm AM and the PM.
There you go. Thank you.
One quick question and a comment.
Sure.
If you guys fine each other for not insulting each other, you'll fill that jar up a whole lot faster.
I'm not sure about that. that's a good suggestion, though. We'll give that some thought.
Okay. Question is, I have an idea. I'd like to patent. I have no idea how to go about it. I know the USPTO is no help. I need a lawyer.
Not only do you need a lawyer, Bill, you need an intellectual property lawyer. And not only do you need an intellectual property lawyer, but you need someone who specializes in patents, because there's patents, there's trademark.
And I want to ask Bill a question. Bill, you're absolutely sure you want a patent and you don't want a copyright, trademark, service mark. You want patent and you know that's what you need, right?
I'm pretty sure it's a patent.
Is it a thing, or is it an idea, or is it
a thing I'd like to put on a motorcycle.
Yeah, does it move? Okay. If it moves, it has moving parts to it.
That's a patent.
Then that's a patent. And that's really the main difference. Patents are things that you want to protect other people from using without paying you to use it. And so it's a patent. But you need to really not only have an intellectual property lawyer.
Well, he was going to answer the question, does it have moving parts? Go ahead, Bill.
Yep.
What would you consider moving parts? It's on a motorcycle. It's not gears. It's nothing like that.
Well, it's a mechanized thing. It's part of it's a sprocket or a widget. It's a thing that would help a motorcycle do something, right?
Or is it just for looks?
Yeah, it could be for looks.
So it's not really a mechanic.
Or for safety.
Okay, for safety, then you're
Those are, you know, I'm not being flippant about it. I'm trying to simplify. So, you know, it's not a book. It's not a painting. It's not the name of something. It's not a logo. No. It's an actual working widget. It's a thing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a working widget.
It's a patent need. You get an intellectual property lawyer, and that intellectual property lawyer needs to have a subspecialty in patents, and those people are called patent prosecutors. They're the ones that go to the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office and say, this is a unique widget. This widget is so much different than other widgets, and it's a really cool widget, and we want Bill here to get a patent so that when people want this widget, Bill gets paid. We don't want Bill to get ripped off by having somebody do a knockoff widget.
Now, here's my question on behalf of Bill. How long is he going to have to wait before he's granted this patent?
Now he's going to have to wait 6 months or so. He might not get it. If you'll see things, there's lots of stuff out there that says patent pending or PATPEND. They didn't even get the patent, or it's still in the process of it. So patents are tough to get. They're way tougher to get than something like a trademark. You do a trademark search, you see if somebody's using the same thing. If not, you spend some money, you wait a couple of months, boom, you got your trademark.
This will be at least 6 months.
At least 6 months, if not a year, and it's expensive. Because the patent prosecutor normally has to have drawings, they have to send these things to the patent office, and you have to prove uniqueness and functionality of this unique widget. You can't just say, hey, I want to have a microphone. Like, well, they already have a microphone. What makes your microphone so unique?
Bill, this is why people get backers and investors, because nothing like this is cheap. It's going to cost to get the patent in the form of an attorney who knows what he's doing. Or she's doing.
Turns out I know a great intellectual property lawyer. Happens not to do patents, but his colleagues do. So if you're interested in sort of kicking the tires on the idea of a really quality patent attorney, give me an email, shoot me an email, and I will give you the name of my person who will put you in touch with a patent prosecutor.
Sounds good.
And Bill, the frustrating part is waiting.
Yep.
It really is, because you know what you have, and you know, and I'm sure you do believe this thing would sell, people would buy it, there's almost maybe a need for it. It's the waiting that'll kill you, and maybe the cost, but that's why you get partners. So good luck. I don't expect you to tell us what it is, but good luck.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
After Bill... I'm waiting for the light to light. There, we'll go to John. John, say hi to Scott Sherman. John, say hi to Scott Sherman. John, we know you're there. We heard you rattle the phone. Give you 3 seconds. Say hi to Scott Sherman. John, we're going to leave John. We're going to go to Paul. Paul, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Quick question. I'll try to keep it brief. I've got a neighbor. The woman is a hoarder. I'm tired of looking at the crap in her backyard. Currently, there's a chain link fence that's probably been up 30, 40 years, predating either one of us owning our homes. I'd like to tear that chain link out and just put up a privacy fence. According to the survey that I have from when I bought the house, the chain link fence is actually encroaching on my property by about 7 inches. Do you foresee any problems or any other things I should be aware of before I start work?
I have a little thing I'd like to think about, and that is, how long has that been encroaching on your property? How many years?
Like I said, the fence probably predates either one of us owning our house. My guess would be 30, 40 years.
Okay. You've got a bit of an adverse possession issue, but since nobody has staked a claim to your side of the property or to that which is enclosed on her side of the fence but is really your property, I would not only think about, but I would absolutely go rip that fence up and get it put back on your absolute proper property line before somebody does and claims that that strip of real estate belongs to your hoarding neighbor.
What does she hoard exactly?
It's quite unbelievable. She's got a two-car garage with no cars in it that is stacked to the brim. A lot of it's just garbage. She will only wheel her garbage down to the room maybe once a month, and usually it's just like a plastic shopping bag. I have to imagine the inside of the house is just filled to the brim.
Holy cow.
Here's kind of how I would do this, Paul. One is, your survey is solid now, shows where your property line is, correct?
Yes.
I'd have your contractor come out and put it right up against that property line, get that old fence out of there, and put your privacy fence on your property line. Number two, as far as her hoarding is concerned, I don't know exactly if she's mentally ill. That's usually a sign of some kind of mental illness. I don't know if she has a caretaker. I don't know if she's in danger. But there are hotlines, much like for kids that are in trouble, adults that are in trouble.
There's also
correct.
The city.
And I, that thought definitely crossed my mind, and I've already spoken to the city about it. And
yeah.
The code enforcement officer that I spoke with, she looked up the records, and apparently I am not the first person to make a phone call similar to that, but it's been several years and nothing has been done.
And I bet the house on the inside is 10 times worse than the stuff on the outside, but the stuff on the outside does come within the ordinance jurisdiction of the town that you're in. For her safety, mm-hmm. you might want to hotline the abuse hotline and see if she's okay. I mean, I don't know how close you are with her, but she might be really in trouble.
Let me
here.
Ask, do you ever smell any odors coming out of that place?
No, but I haven't made much of an effort to do it. She does have a small dog that I would imagine has probably done a number on the
inside. Well, there's nothing wrong with going outside and calling and saying, you know what, there, something smells. And that's going to get their attention, too, because it could be a body, it could be feet, dog poop. And now they start to worry about being a health hazard.
Yeah, and they have a responsibility that the city that you live in has a responsibility to code enforce. Whether it's you or 10 other people, if the stuff is not within code, it's subject to ordinance enforcement. And that ordinance enforcement could be as simply as clean up the garbage. But if you're calling her a hoarder, and I have no reason to doubt what you're saying, this woman probably has an underlying mental health issue that is not being addressed. The inside of that house is probably 10 times more cluttered and disgusting than you could ever imagine, and her life might be in danger. So you've got a health issue, which could go to the hotline, and that's anonymous. And I would advise for anybody who thinks a kid is in trouble, you absolutely should do that. Then you also have the ordinance violation, which makes your neighborhood look like Sanford and Son, which is something that the city needs to get on. And then you've got a boundary issue that if you're not careful and you don't jump on right away, either with a privacy fence or some other kind of boundary permanent structure, you could lose part of what is actually your property. So there's three things there. And I'd get on this fence thing immediately and show your landscape people or your contractor the boundary that you had done as a survey, and get going.
Yeah, get on her.
How old of a woman is she?
She'll be 94, right?
68.
Not old enough. There's something wrong.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with her.
This is hoarding, and there's TV shows about it, is a mental illness. So get on those three things.
All right, Paul.
All right, we'll do. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. We're going to take a quick break here. I'm going to do some business. We'll play just a couple of minutes. If you'd be patient, Dan and John and everybody, there's a line open now. As soon as he finished, that opened the line. And I'm sorry we don't have more that we can put on hold, but that is being worked on. I will take a moment to try to convince any of you who've been in a home long enough that the windows are no longer doing what they're supposed to do. Now, it's going to be 30 degrees warmer tomorrow than it is tonight. 30 degrees, low to mid-80s tomorrow. This is the part of the year where the temperature changes. It's also the part of the year where you notice whether or not the windows are doing what they're supposed to do. Because when it starts getting cold and you feel cold air coming in around those windows, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. It's time to replace them. Now, when any product, windows or anything else, when I find out that anybody is selling more of what they make than anybody else in the country, that's pretty impressive. And I tend to want to take a look at that product because there has to be a reason for that. It also means people are telling other people. Look, there's certain things you always ask your neighbors about. Who'd you have put those windows in again you were so happy with? And they say, Window World. Word of mouth. I'd like to think that the success in this part of the country especially is because of us talking about it. But the truth is, a good product is going to continue to sell because everybody that gets it is going to tell everybody else that asks. Who did your roof? Who put in your windows? Who cleaned your carpet? And so on. And the words Window World are said every day. And now almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area alone, just the St. Louis area, have had windows replaced with Window World windows. For three very simple reasons. Extremely affordable. Lifetime warranty. Good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World. You want to know more? WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light Lime, he would drink the Bud Light Lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosier in this. Deal.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. Now's the perfect time to do a cash out refinance, get the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Scott Sherman's with us as he is every Thursday, and I'm going to ask Dan, who's next, to give me 1 minute. I'm going to talk about where to go to the dentist, and that'll free us up for a lot of time. Dan, you'll give me a minute, won't you?
Sure.
Not you. Dan on the phone. Dan on the phone. Will you give me a minute?
Sure. Take your time.
Okay. I'm going to take my time. It still won't be but about a minute. That'll give us time to take care of more people. We won't have to jump away and break so many times, which is the beautiful thing about being here, as you've probably already noticed. There's not a lot of that anyway. Ballast Dental Care has been where I've gone to the dentist for 44 years. 44 years this year. My daughter is here. She lives in Overland Park, Kansas. Where do you go to the dentist?
I still go there, to Ballast Dental Care.
Yeah. If she lived in Seattle, she'd probably still go. She would still go there. Because once you've been there, if you've ever been to any other dental clinic, and I can't say that every other dental clinic is bad. I've never been to the others, but I can tell you this. Based on emails I get from people who have had 1, 2, 3 other dentists, They say there is no comparison, that everything I told them was true and they wish they'd done it sooner. So, for everybody who dreads going to the dentist, three words, Ballas Dental Care. Three words, one place, and that place is at the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads. And I want to remind everybody, as we get toward the end of the year, a lot of insurance benefits and health savings funds don't roll over. Don't lose that money. Take advantage of that before you lose it at the end of the year. Ballas Dental Care, ballasdentalcare.com. Dan, say hi to Scott Sherman, and thank you for waiting.
Hi, Scott. Amen if he am.
Thank you.
Scott, hi, Dan.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Thank you, Scott, for saying hi back to him. What do you got, Dan?
I have a question about the class action lawsuits for blood thinners. Make a story short, my dad passed away 2 days after Christmas, and the doctor specifically said that it was this specific blood thinner that caused him to have a problem that fell down the stairs that ended in his death.
Let me take class action lawsuits in general and then talk about the blood thinner. There's a Xarelto one, and then there's some Pradaxa.
That's it.
Okay. These things have been litigated in federal court usually, and most of these class action suits start in certain jurisdictions. For some reason, Pennsylvania is one of the big places, probably because Philadelphia has a lot of East Coast, very shrewd, very sharp lawyers who have good connections for whistleblowers who say, by the way, we knew 25 years ago that this thing was going to kill people, and I want you to know that. So whether it's California or New York or Pennsylvania or Florida, they get litigated, and then they get settled. And what happens with the class, which is such a large number of people affected by it, that there's a big trust put into place. It happened with the asbestos cases. It happens with all of these kinds of tens of thousands, if not millions, of people affected cases. And then what ends up happening is...
Can I just jump in?
Yeah.
What ends up happening is the law firm makes a fortune, and Dan, you get a check for $3.45. Am I right?
Sometimes. Yeah. But not on these. Ah. Not on the ones that kill people. Ah. On the McDonald's French fry stuff, where they, or the Subway sub thing, and there was that rental place for movies, Blockbuster. Yeah, the lawyers get a lot. But in these instances, billions of dollars are pumped into these trusts, and then the lawyers start going fishing, and you start seeing television ads. So the hard work, the heavy lifting, the piano has already been carried up the stairs. Now it's about damages, and there's different layers. If you had someone that was killed by this, like asbestos, that's a millions of dollars case. Or if you just were exposed to it, that's a different level of case. What I would say is this. If you really want to talk to an ethical, really great law firm that I happen to know that handles a lot of class action cases and does not just take all of the money and send you packing, send me an email. But that's how this has worked. You are almost always seeing the end product of hard litigation that has been done in some other state in federal court by other lawyers, and then you're watching ads by fishing expedition lawyers.
Right, here's my question. How does Dan prove that this killed his dad?
The settlement assumes that there's a certain class of people. You get medical records put together, and if that was prescribed in that period of time and this happened, then he's in the class. You can't just say, oh, I got this Pradaxa. You get those medical records. The law firm finds them, and if you are part of the affected group, which can be millions of people, you're in the class. How much you get after that depends on what the medical records show that product did to hurt that individual person.
Dan, do you
okay,
know?
Okay, great.
Dan, do you know
I'll
Scott?
Shoot you an email.
Do you know Scott's email address?
Yeah, it's on your website.
Very good. It's frankopinion.com. I hope it is. We just did a new website. I hope they remember to include it. In case they didn't, give it to them, Scott.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
It's also on our Facebook page
right,
as well.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Dan, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, thank you for the call, and thanks for listening. Let me stop and say something. These people today have all of a sudden caught on to how to use this number and how to call as soon as a line opens up. I apologize, we don't have as many lines as we'd like. That will get fixed. But see how easy this is to do? So let's do this again Saturday morning for the yard sale. 855-282-TALK. Claudia is next. Claudia, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
How are you, Claudia?
AM into PM.
Thank you.
Yeah, Scott, I just wanted to ask you, my mom passed away in April, and she had gotten a will drawn up years before, and the stuff is, like, her assets have already been divided four ways for the four siblings, four kids, and, but the lawyer, we got sent a bill for $2,400, and then he said to kind of finish it up, it would be additional, like, $800 to $1,000. I was just kind of shocked that it would be that much when she had had the will drawn up, and it was very simple. It was basically divide everything four ways. Does that seem reasonable? I'm just kind of asking that question.
It's a great question. I'll ask one back, then I'll answer. Was this okay. Were these fees to prosecute or to sort of shepherd the will through probate by him to take it to court?
He said he would file the necessary papers
right
at the courthouse.
It doesn't sound outrageous, but if okay. The only asset was a house, it sounds like a lot of money for not a lot of work. What you have to file is to open an estate, and a small estate okay. has a smaller filing fee, and then you have to take the assets that she had and distribute them and get court approval. And there's no challenge, there's no sort of questioning of the will, there's no contest here. It seems like a lot of money for not a lot of work. But I wouldn't call it a ripoff unless I knew how many hours were put into it. Okay. But if they're charging you $300 an hour to do this kind of simple work, it's too much money. So I would ask the lawyer to itemize the bill.
He said, okay, yeah, and I asked for that, okay. One more thing, my husband and I are going to buy my mom's house, no realtor involved, and then pay the other three siblings off. Would that add an extra layer beyond the $700 or $800 more that he's going to charge us, or is that,
you know,
should that cover it?
That also is a good opportunity for you to step away from this lawyer. This lawyer doesn't have to be the one that actually effectuates the sale of that.
Okay, okay.
It could be
we have someone that's going to do the title search and all that, and so a guy that works at a bank that's going to do that for us.
Do that, so. And if you want to have somebody as a lawyer make sure not only the title work is right, but also that the contract is drawn up, I know people that do that also. You can send me an email,
but you don't have to
stay with that horse if that horse is eating a lot of your oats, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
No loyalty
or being gouged. My mom thankfully was very financially fiscal. I mean, you know, she was pretty smart, but, you know, I wonder if people that are more poor, I mean, how on earth could you, that's a lot of money. But I thank you very much for your service, and I will send you an email on that, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Claudia.
Let's test Claudia. Claudia, what's that email address?
It is Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
There it is. Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you.
And good luck. A quick break, a very quick break. Couple of minutes. That's it. And then we're coming back. It's 855-282-TALK. If you want a little free legal advice from Scott Sherman on 590, The Fan.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views.
This is TJ Moe, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2 Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
And Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Doug Vaughn here. My friends at Bertarelli Cutlery are carving out great deals on knives, cutting boards, butcher block tables, and food processing equipment. Bring your own knives to 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and they'll sharpen while you shop. The craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. And at the Home Loan Expert Office, we are busier than ever making sure everybody gets locked in before it's too late. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
590 The Fan, we're back with Scott Sherman. John, it is your turn. Say hi to Scott Sherman. John?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, say hi to Scott.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? I want to ask you a question. Does he think, okay, I was like working at a company in about 2 weeks, and then I transferred from another facility there with the same company. But anyway, it was like a four-hour trip every day, and there was always construction. I was delayed, and when I transferred to the second job, they let me go because they said I had been tardy more than, I was on probation. So I'm trying to see, do I have any outlets as far as any other ways I can try to, with the employer, with the ex-employer, is there any other way I can find out as far as getting my job back or hiring a lawyer to find out?
John, were you in a union?
I was in a union, yeah, but I was only on probation status. But yeah. I was in a union for about 2.5 months while I was into the job. But,
Missouri is an at-will employment state. Unless you have a contract or unless you are a full-fledged member of that union, you're going to file a grievance for you, you're out. Whether you're late on time, ahead of time, they can say you're the greatest employee we've ever had. Get your stuff and get out of here. That, as long as it's not discriminatory on a protected class of your sort of background, you're out. There's nothing you can do.
Well, I mean, this was in Illinois, though. Is there any difference?
Even Illinois, which has more protection for employees, has the provision where if they think that you have done something that they don't like, you're out. You don't have that protection. That's why if you weren't on probation or status and you were actually in that union, you could go to your foreman or whoever the shop steward is and say, hey, man, you're all over this guy. This is ridiculous. He can't get there on this time. But other than that, you're SOL, brother. Sorry.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot. Good show. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, John. And whatever you just did to your mic, don't do it because now you sound like you're in a cave. So move your this way to your left. There you go. Limey has to be fined. So I don't want people emailing me saying he missed it anyway. So go ahead. Let's have him kick. Put him right in there, Limey. There you go. Another quarter goes right in the jar. He missed another anyway. I believe, is this like a John twin spin or something, or am I looking at this wrong? Is it another John?
It's Jan.
It's Jan. Okay, these things, letters are so small, old people can't read them. Jan, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. This is Jan. You know that.
Hi, Jan.
Quick question. My uncle recently gave me a copy of his will, and he's leaving things to my aunt, and he names her, but he puts, comma, his wife. They were divorced like 10 or 11 years ago, but all through it, he refers to her as his wife. Does that matter at all?
Well, it doesn't.
I went to the courthouse and confirmed it. They're divorced. Does it matter?
It does not matter that it's in that document as long as he identifies her so that somebody else can't come through if he happens to marry someone and says, well, I'm his wife. So that marital status will change some things like the house or the car or other types of issues if he passes away first. But that he identifies that woman, whether he designates her improperly or incorrectly as his wife, will not change her what she gets in the assets, what her designations are. It's not okay. It's sloppy. It should be changed, yeah. But it's enforceable.
And then if he's leaving things to people and he's not using their formal name, like he's using their middle name instead of their first name, does that matter? Like he doesn't have like maybe correct spelling or
no.
The legal name?
No, it's sloppy, but what they're looking to do okay. is identify a beneficiary. Let's say somebody is a Tim here, is Woody. They call him Woody Woodburn, and then they give him a bunch of money. They're going to pretty much figure out that's Woody Woodburn. Yeah. They don't have to have Timothy Woodburn III or whatever his real name is.
That's actually his real name, Timothy Woodburn III. How'd you know that?
He's not the only detective in this group.
Jan, does that help, okay. We hope?
Yes, it does. All right. It does. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. I think we can get one more in here and get it done right, and that will be Stan. Stan, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Stan.
Hi, Stan.
Scott, I've got a question for you of something I've been listening to you for a long time, and I had a situation at my apartment complex yesterday with my neighbors, and I want to see if I did this right, and it's because of your advice. Both my
You're
neighbors
right.
on the first floor. Yeah, I know. I'm sure I am if I did this right with them from your advice.
I bought. Good.
They both have mold in their apartment on the first floor. Okay. And we were out and just chatting about it. And I said, when did you call them? Well, the one had called them over 4 weeks ago. And the other one had called them before that, the apartment owners or the landlord, whatever. So I said, well, the first thing you need to do is call them again, and if you don't get any response, threaten them that you're not going to make your monthly payment, the next monthly payment, and, of course, get an attorney to write a letter because I went into their apartment, and you can smell it, and it's dangerous. And I also said, let me see if I did this legally, they must be allowed a reasonable, healthy environment to live in, and it's not healthy.
I think he's right.
I think though you got all the lawyer words there, reasonable, healthy. I mean, that's fantastic. The only thing I would say is the withholding rent is a little bit of a caveat. I would prefer that rent not be withheld, but to be paid into, believe it or not, an escrow account so that you are paying the rent. So you can't be evicted, but you are doing it sort of under the threat that, hey, I could be what's called, and here's one, since you're doing such a great job with all this legal stuff, I could be constructively evicted. Meaning that the conditions of this place are so dreadful and so disgusting and so unhealthy that you, my landlord, are forcing me out even though I still have a lease that's not over yet. But so far, really good. Also, the health department. You know, the county health department does not like mold. It kills people. It makes kids sick. And this landlord, although you should not tell them that, the lawyer could say in the letter, legal action can be taken because, as people may or may not know, if you get sick because of mold in the place that you're renting, you can sue the you-know-what out of that landlord. And I know a guy that does that on a lot of his practice, a big chunk of it. So you're doing great.
I know your email address, so if I need it, I'll get it to them. So, real quick, I know it's late, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, my question, Stan, is has it been confirmed that it is actually mold?
Oh, yes. I mean, I even went in and saw it. That's what I mean.
Okay.
And you can smell it all through the apartment. I'm like, and the one neighbor has a 3-year-old son. And I told him and his wife, I said, dude, this is not healthy.
Right.
Your son, he's 3 years old.
Why aren't they throwing a fit? They're the ones that should really be making the stink over this.
And take pictures.
Yeah.
And get that kid to a doctor. Get that young man to their doctor, their pediatrician. This can kill children.
I got 30 seconds. There was something else you wanted, Stan. What was it?
No, just real quick. I'm filing a lawsuit against Jupiter, and since you know every different aspect of law, do you have an attorney that would help me in outer space?
Of course. He works for Uranus Law Firm.
Uranus Law Firm, yeah. Stan, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Thank you.
And thanks for remembering the number. And Scott Sherman, give them your email address again.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
Now, Scott Sherman is also the guy who will be hosting the yard sale Saturday morning, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. You will also need that phone number. Look, folks, the good news is the old place, we had three numbers, three ways. This is one. Put it in your contacts so it just dials itself. 855-282-8255 or 855-282-TALK. And once again, thank you, Scott. Scott will be back next Thursday. We will do this again. It is free legal advice. I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't want that. And this is where my daughter sings the theme song. Here we go.
And of the law, on that side of the law. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
Look at Dan. Dan, a professional musician. Stunned.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Stunned.
So stunned.
And he's heard some great voice.
Man, oh, man.
Boy, that.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming up on 5 o'clock. The Playhouse is coming up. Please don't go away.